American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth.
He makes the case for why this is true.
The truth is, Target's policy puts women and children in harm's way.
We're the only ones that love these people enough to tell the truth.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Together, we're standing for the truth that sets us free. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth for your family.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. This is the first day of our Spring Share-a-thon 2017, and it's a pleasure to have you. And yes, we'll be talking about the news. Yes, yes, yes. Because the nomination of Neil Gorsuch, of course, and the filibuster question is at issue. They are busily back at work on the health care plan. There may be something even by the end of next week. And of course, Susan Rice, now we know, at least was key in unmasking the names of people in the Trump campaign and the Trump family members. You know, unmasking the names sounds so innocuous. Let me just say, there's a lot of nefarious stuff going on. We now know that Susan Rice at least had a part in it, and we're going to talk about that as well. So thanks for tuning in. And I've asked always, every spring and every fall, Tim Weilman, who's the president of the American Family Association, joins me for these, and it's always fun. I join him on his shows on Tuesdays, and now he has to join me at least twice a year. So, Tim, thank you for joining me this morning.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. Your voice going to be able to hold out, you think?
Well, if it doesn't, you're going to have to jump in and save the day. I'm trying.
No, it's spring, and you know we got the pollen in the air a lot of places, and that gets people.
I know. I apologized already yesterday, I can't help it. It's the way it is. Tim, you know, AFR, American Family right. Radio, has expanded so much. And honestly, I feel I've neglected to tell our listeners we've added stations, a lot of stations in the last year or so. Can you kind of give us an idea?
Okay, I'm going to try to remember off the top of my head. But here are the stations we added in the last year. We increased our power in Huntsville, Alabama. We went on the air in Montgomery, Alabama. We put a new station on in Lexington, Kentucky. We boosted our power in Baton Rouge, and so we put a new station on in New Orleans. We put a new station on in Corpus Christi, I think. I'm trying to think. I think it's Corpus Christi, and then we put a new station recently on in Lexington, Kentucky, and
Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida. So we put all these new stations on the air here in the last year or so, and we're just so happy because we're able to reach more people with the truth and with, Sandy Rios in the Morning and all our other programs here on American Family Radio. You know, almost everywhere we go, Sandy, we hear people say, you know, I never knew these things were going on in our country. I never knew, these things were going on in our world because I was ignorant. I was a believer. I went to church, but I had no idea. And we are helping wake people up to what's going on in our world, in our country, in the body of Christ. And so that's why American Family Radio is here. Our theme this year for our Share-a-thon this spring, we have two a year, is boldly standing for truth. And if you want to know where that comes from, go to Acts 4:29. So we are boldly standing for truth. There are a lot of Christian radio stations across this country that won't say a word about what's happening in Washington. They won't say a word about, quote, controversial issues like abortion or homosexuality or what's going on in our schools and things of that nature. They won't say anything about these things because, you know, they just want to play their music and, you know, whistle through the graveyard, so to speak. Hey, there's nothing wrong with music. There's nothing wrong with people doing things differently than what we do them here at American Family Radio. But if we fail to tell people what's going on in our country and we lose our country, we can play our music all day long, and it doesn't help anything. We need to tell people what's happening, and that's why we're boldly standing for truth here at American Family Radio. But that's a long-winded answer to your question on the new stations we've added in the last year or so.
No, I love it. I think you laid it out beautifully, Tim, and it certainly is true. Everything you said, you know, I have a long history in radio, all right. Kinds of radio and media, and I have to say that's one of the things that so is a pleasure for me to work for American Family Radio because it's unapologetic, it's straightforward, it is bold. And I'm so grateful for that. And if you are grateful, then we need your help because we are listener supported. And you can call us at 877-616-2396 to make your most generous pledge. That's 877-616-2396. And we will be so grateful for that. And, you know, Tim, before we listen to a story, it reminds me very much of the roots of our country. I know you've been to Williamsburg a million times. And one of the things I remember about the last time I was there, it's one of the earliest settlements in the United States. It predates the country itself. There's a church there where everyone would meet. And on Sunday mornings, you had to come to church. It wasn't because they made you worship or you had to be a Christian. It was because it was at church. In fact, they would go get people out of their beds and punish them if they did not show up at church. Not because, again, they were forcing them to be Christians, but because it was at that church where they heard about what was going on in the community. And each and every single one of them were expected to take responsibility for the problems in the community. They did not abide sluggards. And so I just think it's interesting. This AFA sort of, you know, we don't pull people out of bed, but we want to pull them in and help them to understand that they have a responsibility for what goes on around them. Their lack of participation, their lack of knowledge contributes to the chaos of this world. And we have responsibilities, let's take them for future generations. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Let's listen to what one listener has to say about AFR Talk.
This is Juliet in Nathan, Georgia, and I just thank the good Lord Jesus for Sandy Rios in the morning. Sandy tells me things I would never know. God bless her and her family, and God bless AFR. Thank you so much for your Christian messages and your Christian information that we Christians need to know about.
Well, Tim, honestly, I didn't know what that was going to say, but isn't that funny?
Amen. Amen.
I mean,
well,
you
have a lot of fans, Sandy, across the country who depend on you each morning to tell them what's going on. And we hear from the fans of the Sandy Rios Show, and they appreciate you. And I know if they listen, they know you prepare every day. You don't just walk to the microphone, flip it on, and start yakking. You prepare. You tell them what's going on. You have a biblical worldview and the issues that you approach, and so I know people appreciate you. Let me just challenge folks here. We have, and then we get to the news of the day. We have a generous person has given $12,000 out of their bank account. They've written to American Family Radio if that amount of money will be matched by the rest of the listening family by the top of the hour. So you're talking about 46 minutes or so remaining to the top of the hour. So if you want to help us double, you can double your giving right now up to, what did I say, $12,000? You can double your giving up to $12,000 right now if you'll call this number and make a gift. And keep in mind, without you folks, we're not on the air. We don't get tax dollars like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We don't have big advertisers here. There's no, there's no wealthy person underwriting everything we do. We're just counting on, our average, I'm not saying you're average, but I'm saying the average listener out there to make a gift during this time of year to help us stay on the air. But here's the phone number, 87 to make that gift and match this $12,000, here's the number to call, and then Sandy will catch us up on what's happening today. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Please call and be as generous as you can and help us meet this $12,000 match by this generous person, 877-616-2396. You can follow the Share-a-thon on the internet at afr.net. You can follow us on the internet. Check out our website. What's happening, Sandy?
All right. Well, I'm sure you know the big news. I think of the 24-hour cycle. There's always big news. But I think the top story is the story about Susan Rice. And I've listened to a lot of accounts of this and read a lot of stuff this morning. She was the national security advisor for President Obama. And now we know that she is at the heart. I'm sure she's not the only person, but she's certainly at the heart of whatever kind of I'll call it snooping and revealing, took place in the Trump campaign. It started when Donald Trump got the nomination for the Republicans, and it stayed on until to the last, 7 months of Barack Obama's presidency. Adam Housley, I think, has done the very best bit of reporting on this, so let's listen to what he has to say.
Multiple sources tell Fox News the former National Security Advisor under President Obama, Susan Rice, requested to unmask the names of Trump transition officials. The unmasked names, people associated with Donald Trump, were then sent to the NSC, some at DOD, James Clapper, John Brennan, basically the people at the top, including former Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. Now, these names were part of incidental electronic surveillance of candidate and President-elect Donald Trump and people close to him, including family members, for up to a year before he took office. When the names of Americans now are incidentally collected, they're supposed to be masked, meaning the name or names are redacted from reports, whether it's international or domestic collection, unless it's an issue of national security, crime, or if their security is threatened in any way. There are loopholes and ways to unmask these through back channels, but Americans are supposed to be protected from incidental collection. Our sources say in this case, they were not. Now, this comes in the wake of Evelyn Farkas' television interview last month. The former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense under Obama said in part, quote, "I was urging my former colleagues and, frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration." Meantime, we're also told that the House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes knew about the unmasking and leaking back in January, well before President Trump's tweet in March alleging wiretapping. Our sources say, quote, "The intelligence agency slow-rolled Nunes. He could have seen the logs at other places besides the White House skiff, which is a secure room where he can go and see those, but it had already been a few weeks. So he went to the White House because he could protect his source and he could get the logs, so it was twofold," end quote. Also keep in mind, the Obama administration left office, it approved new rules which gave the NSA much broader powers by relaxing rules about sharing intercepted personal communications and the ability to share those with 16 other U.S. intelligence agencies.
All right, well, that was a short ending, but that was Adam Housley of Fox News, and I think he did the best report on that. Tim, this is really messy. I mean, what we're hearing is, and also there's another story that links into this. The FBI actually did not investigate the invasion into the Democratic National Committee's computers. They allowed the DNC to hire their own private firm, and the FBI never went into them. And then that private firm is the one that suddenly said, oh, there's a connection between the Russians. The Russians did this. That's how this all started.
Hmm.
And then it turns out that the FBI, it appears, paid this British former intelligence agent, at least offered to pay, worked with, for this ridiculous dossier on Donald Trump. You remember part of it was that he desecrated a bed that he and Michelle had slept in. It was a ridiculous so-called dossier. And it looks like the FBI has based their whole investigation of Donald Trump and the Russians on this ridiculously false dossier from this former British intelligence agent. So Chuck Grassley is getting to the bottom of that. He's made two requests to the FBI demanding information. And the other part of that is it looks like the person at the center of that is the second in command of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, whose wife was paid $700,000 by Terry McAuliffe, who was a Clinton operative. She was paid that to run for Senate in Virginia. Now, I don't know if this is all too much in too concentrated an effort, but the point is, Tim, it looks like the whole allegation that there was a Russian connection comes from really nefarious sources, and that the FBI may have paid these nefarious sources to gather information that we already knew was false. It's really a mess.
Why doesn't President Trump fire James Comey?
I'm sure that's being discussed. I don't know. Look, I don't know. I'm assuming in my own mind that that's probably being discussed. I know nothing about it. By the way, Rand Paul is saying Susan Rice must answer the question, did President Obama ask her to do this? And I agree with him. I absolutely agree with him.
I was just thinking, you know, I mean, Mr. Comey's been the FBI director for, I just thought most every president, doesn't it? Most every president, when he comes into office, want a new start with a new FBI director. I don't know. Maybe that's not true.
Well, no. In the case of an FBI director, it isn't true. They're appointed for 10 years.
The attorney general.
The attorney, okay. Exactly. The attorney general is over the FBI director, technically.
But in this situation, if it turns out to be what you've described, even if Mr. Comey did not have anything personally to do with this, I don't know. It just doesn't look. It doesn't look like if that's if the things you've described and Senator Grassley are looking into, that the FBI was involved in this. What would you call it? A smear campaign?
Yes, it certainly does appear. That's the cloud. Well,
then I would think Mr. Trump would say, I would ask for the FBI director's resignation and move on to the next person, get a fresh start. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, okay. I think you're right. Yeah. And the FBI director serves for is appointed for 10 years, but a president can ask them to step aside. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But they usually just go, serve. It's supposed to be nonpartisan, Tim.
Right.
That's the whole
right.
point, you know.
Right. But this whole thing about the Russians, it's become a joke to the most of the American people, except the hard left, Sandy. I mean, it's the Russians, whatever the Russians did, they didn't change the election. Okay.
Exactly.
They didn't change the election. They didn't change any votes. And anyway, that's. I'm just getting tired of hearing about the Russians.
No, I know. Well, fasten your seatbelt because you're going to hear a lot more
Russians
about it.
The Russians.
The Russians are coming.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
give me some Russian dishes or something. I can make at home or something.
Tim Wilman, of course, is the president of AFA. He's joined me this morning. This is Sandy Rios, and we're in the middle of our spring share-a-thon, boldly standing for truth. If you would like to help us, and we hope that you will, our phone number is 877-616-2396.
Russian dressing's pretty good, though, on the salad. I've had that.
2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. We'll be right back after this. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
This share-a-thon, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you a beautiful blue AFR t-shirt that says you're boldly standing for truth. And we'll send you a copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 3.
It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Thank you, gentlemen.
After all, fundraising begins with fun.
We're talking about
Popeye the Sailor.
What did he... That's pretty good, Ed.
That was really good.
I'm the master of pretty good.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you an AFA t-shirt and a copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 from Learning University.
Which one of y'all's ideas was that?
Well, I think it was JJ.
JJ, I think.
Yeah, Professor Jasper.
Yeah.
A creative genius, he's not.
Yeah.
Thank you for boldly standing for truth with American Family Radio.
I was saved about a year and a half ago, thank Lord, and I prayed for a way to get away from the secular media. We turned off our cable. I stopped listening to rock radio. It was just not what I was seeking. One day, I hit the seek button on my radio and I found AFR. And ever since then, I have been getting God-centered information, news, and on Fridays, Trivia Friday is so fun. It's such a blessing to me to have somewhere to turn to and be able to ground myself in the Word. I love exploring the Word and financial issues and Sandy Rios in the morning, and I could go on and on and on. It's just the radio station that I prayed for, God already had in AFR.
We have the absolute truth in God's Word.
The only true freedom is in the truth, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.
You know, Acts 4:29 says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." Consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. You know, that is really the story of our time. whether it's the threat of Islamists or whether it's the threat of the left creeping in on American society and making people afraid to say what they think and what's true. It is really true. And so we are trying to encourage you to speak the truth no matter where you are and take your licks for it. Just boldly standing for truth. You know, all truth is God's truth. It isn't just the truth. It is central is the truth of Jesus, God's Son, coming into the world, dying to save us from our sins. That's the central truth. But emanating from that is all truth, because all truth is God's truth. So when we speak His truth, we actually bring people to God. Sometimes it's speaking the truth about issues that turns people's hearts toward the knowledge of God and then to the knowledge of the Savior. And so it's all bound together in a beautiful fabric, and that's what we're doing here at American Family Radio. The phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net, please, and make your most generous donation. By the way, we have a $12,000 match between now and the end of the hour, and so if you, whatever you pledge, it will be doubled by that $12,000 match, unless we don't reach $12,000. So that's why we need you to call 877-616-2396. And Tim, there are some special things for people that become...
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us
about...
Yeah,
we call them premiums, but they're gifts. They're gifts to our listeners who make donations and of a certain amount. I mean, every Share-a-thon, we do this. And so, what we did this time, we haven't done this in several years, we created a beautiful T-shirt for the summer for you to wear. Well, you can wear it now. You can wear it in the winter, as far as we care. I'm just saying you can wear it in the summer and be comfortable. It's a beautiful T-shirt. It's blue. And on the back of it, it says, Boldly Standing for Truth, Acts 4:29. And then on the front, it says American Family Radio on the pocket. It's a very attractive T-shirt. You can go see it at AFR.net, But we're going to send you the T-shirt, and it's made in America. By the way, they came and gave me a proposal. And they said, we can make these in China, or we can make these in America, and pay a couple more dollars to make them in the USA. And I said, I don't want to be Donald Trump tweeting me. That I didn't make these shirts, I didn't buy these shirts made in America. So we bought these American Family Radio shirts in the good old U.S. of A. And so they're available for you for your gift. And we'll send you a one-hour Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 of Trivia Friday. You're going to love that. You can listen to it over and over again. So now here's a stipulation, though. For a one-time gift of $150 or a $30 monthly donation, we will send you the items I just mentioned, okay? So for a one-time gift of $150 or more, please be as generous as you can, as Sandy mentioned, or a $30 monthly gift or more, we will send you the T-shirt and the CD, the Hilarious Highlights from the Trivia Friday Show, Volume 3. Here's the phone number, and then we will get back to the news of the day here on Sandy Rios in the Morning. Here's the phone number to call us in. I'm looking through the glass here at our phone volunteers. And you can call them right now and talk. You're calling our studios, our offices here at American Family Radio. We're in Tupelo, Mississippi. We broadcast nationally, but that's where our headquarters are. That's where our studios are. I'm sitting here looking through the glass at the phone volunteers who are here. Many of them are listeners just like you, and they've come here to help us answer the phones and talk to good folks from across the country who believe in American Family Radio. Here's the phone number to call and make a gift. Again, be as generous as you can, please, to help us, because we're listener-supported Christian radio. We depend entirely on our listeners. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net, to follow the Share-a-thon and to make a gift online if you'd want to. You're listening to Share-a-thon. And you're listening to the radio program, Sandy Rios in the Morning, here on American Family Radio. Sandy, go ahead.
Well, I was talking about Susan Rice, and it was interesting because, you know, when Devin Nunes, who was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, made his announcement, the news is so packed right now. Tim, it just happened last week, and it seems like it was ages ago, like a month ago, Devin Nunes made the announcement that he'd seen intelligence that he reviewed in the White House complex that was a tremendous concern to him. And that he felt that there was an invasion of the privacy of Donald Trump and some members of his team. He didn't go into detail, and now we know it's family members too, that someone had unmasked or revealed their names and shared that information across, what, 17 agencies? And so then Devin Nunes became the topic, terrible Devin Nunes. He must be doing something nefarious. Why did he go to the White House? And isn't this collusion with the White House? And on it goes. And by the way, Tim, let me just do a sidebar here. Yesterday, I made a terrible mistake. I switched Devin Nunes' name with Adam Schiff, and I said something that I want to correct. Adam Schiff, who is the ranking member on the House Intelligence Agent, Adam Schiff was the one who totally obstructed the Benghazi investigation, refused to call witnesses, refused to hear testimony. He is an absolutely underhanded operative of the Obama-Clinton machine. And so he comes out and sounds so, well, I just don't understand why he didn't share the intelligence with me, trying to cast a pall over Devin Nunes. And now we know that Devin Nunes went to the White House, Tim, because the intelligence agencies were slow-walking him. They would not let him see what they knew was there. And the only way he knew he could get to it and see it without interference was at the White House. And so Devin Nunes has been a real champion in this. So then Devin Nunes makes his public statement, and Susan Rice, who was the National Security Advisor under Barack Obama, was on the PBS NewsHour with Judy Woodruff just after Devin Nunes made his announcement. And this is what she said in response to that story. Let's listen.
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today. I mean, let's back up and recall where we have been. The President of the United States accused his predecessor, President Obama, of wiretapping Trump Tower during the campaign. Nothing of the sort occurred, and we've heard that confirmed by the director of the FBI, who also pointed out that no president, no White House, can order the surveillance of another American citizen. That can only come from the Justice Department with the approval of a FISA court. So today, I really don't know to what Chairman Nunes was referring, but he said that whatever he was referring to was a legal, lawful surveillance, and that it was potentially incidental collection right. on American citizens. And I think it's important for people to understand what incidental means. That means that the target was either a foreign entity or somebody under criminal investigation, and that the Americans who were talking to those targets may have been picked up.
Yeah. I know nothing about this, she says, Tim. Susan Rice, I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see.
Isn't she the one that came out on the Sunday shows after Benghazi and said the reason for this was a videotape?
Yes, she came. Yes, every Sunday morning show, there are multiple recordings of Susan Rice.
And knowing that wasn't
about
true.
That. Yeah, absolutely. So she's a practiced liar, and so she's lying about this because now we know that she was the one who made dozens of requests to have any kind of information that was related to Donald Trump, his family, to any of his advisors.
Now, will she be held accountable? Can't she be called before Congress?
Well, that's what Senator Rand Paul is asking. She needs to be called before Congress immediately. And what did they get from this? They got valuable political information, who the Trump team was meeting, Trump's associates on foreign policy matters, plans for the incoming administration, all kinds of things, not related to Russia. And this was in the last 7 months of Barack Obama's presidency. And Susan Rice was his national intelligence advisor working out of the White House. You think he didn't know?
Wow.
You think he had nothing to do with this? Really?
It sounds potentially criminal. I mean, you're talking about unmasking. That's the word you're using. That's the word they use here on this. In this intelligence gathering report, names that could be released to the, that they're following, that are part of the Trump, new Trump team?
It had nothing to do with Russia. Nothing.
What did it have to do with?
And, well, that's the point. Was this political? Did they really, truly turn the full force of the American intelligence capabilities against private citizens?
Yeah. Wow.
That's the issue.
Yeah. So there'll be hearings before the, now maybe something will happen here, but now, Sandy, I know many people are just, they hear that we're going to have hearings on this, or somebody's going to be called before Congress, then nothing ever happens. Lois Lerner.
We have a different Justice Department.
Okay,
now.
Okay.
I'm hoping, you know, I'm just hoping that the, look, I'm ever the optimist. I know you don't believe that.
Happy Sandy. Yeah. That's what we call you around here. Happy Sandy.
Oh, no, I report really tough stuff, Tim, but I still trust God. So that's that. Therein lies my optimism.
Okay.
I believe all the right. truth does eventually prevail. I don't care what anybody says. And so,
truth, justice, and the American way.
Yes, I do. I believe in all of that. Okay. So.
Is that Batman or Superman? Was it Captain America? Superman, yeah.
Able to leap tall buildings. Right. The single bound. Right. Look, in the sky. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Did you do the voice for that?
Yes, I did. Okay. When I had a bad cold. But anyway. All right, listen. This is Share-a-thon, and of course, I'm in the business of talking about the news every single day and giving you as much insight as I possibly can based on people that I know who are deeply connected in these issues, and I try to faithfully present that to you in the morning so you do have a really, really almost firsthand information. And it's, I pledge to you that I try to, I'm committed to telling you the truth, not overstating or understating or ignoring stories. And so that's what you get on Sandy Rios in the morning. If you appreciate what you hear, we need your help financially. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Tim, let's listen to another listener's story about the impact of AFR on their lives.
I recently ran for state representative here in the state of Oklahoma. I lost in the primary, but I had a feeling or a calling that God wanted me to do that after having been a listener of Sandy Rios and Tony Perkins. They both really made an impression on my heart, and although I lost, I felt like I was obedient to his call, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep trying to fight for this state and for this country. Thank you very much for what y'all do.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. Tim, we need to go right into the break here, and as we do that, as Adam starts the bumper music, tell them what they can do to help us.
And they can pray for us here at American Family Radio. They really can. We need your prayers because what we're doing is spiritual warfare, quite frankly. Now, if that spooks you, you don't know what this guy's talking about. Well, we're talking about the Bible. We're talking about God. We're talking about Satan. We're talking about truth. We're talking about those things that matter the most. You can read about them in the Word of God. And so we're boldly standing for truth here at American Family Radio. People often ask me, what's the mission statement of AFA? And I say, well, we have an official mission statement. If you want to know, cut to the chase, what God's for, we're for, and what God's against, we're against.
Next, Tim, let me run
next
it.
Next question.
Before we run out of the bumper's going to end. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Sandy Rios, along with Tim Wildman, we'll be right back after this.
On behalf of our broadcast team at Family Talk, this is James Dobson. You know, we couldn't be more pleased to be part of American Family Radio's ministry. As you know, American Family Radio is in the midst of a share-a-thon to raise financial support. And it's that support from you and from so many others that will allow this station to continue offering ministry that's impacting not only you and your family, but this entire community. So give them a call today and let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing for the kingdom. And give as the Lord lays it on your heart. It will also be appreciated by all of us here at Family Talk. The Lord bless you and your family. And along with you, we anticipate wonderful days of blessing ahead.
My name's Amy, and I'm from Roanoke, Arkansas. I've been a supporter of AFR for several years. I actually am not even sure how long, but the preaching of David Jeremiah and Adrian Rogers and all are such a great blessing to me. The political viewpoint or focus has opened my eyes to the bias in our media. So AFR is definitely my go-to source for news and information on what's going on in our nation and across the world. I did go through a battle with breast cancer in the year 2012, and just wanted to say
I looked forward to going to chemo and radiation just because of the Bible study program that I listened to. I can't even remember the name of it, but it was in the afternoon, and it was such a blessing. So you are my source for news. You're one of my spiritual encouragement sources, and I appreciate your work so much. Keep up the work, and God bless you greatly.
You're not free if you're being forced to act as if a lie were truth.
I mean, you may not be able to stop people from doing it, but at least you can tell them the truth.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Acts 4:29, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. When I read that verse from Acts 4:29, I think of so many people I know in Washington who are putting it on the line, laying it on the line. And I would think of the Freedom Caucus this morning. By the way, it looks like they may be working on a deal for the health care bill. They are busily working. Donald Trump is determined to do this. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I know that they are in the trenches this morning. We need to pray for them as they just try to decide something that affects every single one of us and our children. The health of this nation depends on what they do. And so we just need to pray for them, all of them, that they make a wise choice on behalf of the American people. This is the Spring Share-a-thon 2017. The phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We have a matching challenge till the top of the hour, and we're running out of time here, so it's 19 minutes. A $12,000 challenge, that means that your gift will be met by an equal gift. It'll be doubled if you make your pledge before the top of the hour. Tim, anything more about that?
Yeah, well, people may be asking, Tim and Sandy, what is a share-a-thon? I know what a Jerry Lewis telethon is. What is a share-a-thon? Well, a share-a-thon is, we only do this twice a year to help. We have financial needs here at American Family Radio like anybody else. We have to pay the bills. We have to pay the bills. We have to buy radio towers. We have to buy land. We have to buy satellite time. We have to pay our employees. I don't know. Their families like to eat. They complain if they don't get paid. So we have... All these things are part of what makes up this ministry to reach out with nearly 200 stations. We're getting close here at American Family Radio across the country. So occasionally we have to pass the virtual offering plate and remind our listeners that we need their help, and they always respond. You always respond. So as Sandy said, here's the challenge. We've got about 12 minutes left here at American Family Radio's Share-a-thon for this hour. And this hour, we have a $12,000 match. So your gift will be doubled up to $12,000 this hour. If you want to give, here's your phone number. By the way, if you will give a $150 one-time donation or more, or a $30 a month or more donation to American Family Radio to help us, it's tax-deductible, by the way, if that matters to you, we will send you the Boldly Standing for Truth American Family Radio T-shirt, which is made in the USA. And then we have the CD of Hilarious Highlights from Trivia Friday, Volume 3. It's over an hour of content there. You're going to listen to that over and over again and have fun with that and laugh with that. So if that's that's who we are, that's what we're doing, boldly standing for truth. If you believe in the mission of American Family Radio, you appreciate us being on the air in your community, and you want to help us, you want to put some money in the offering plate, so to speak, here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. It's a toll-free telephone number, 877-616-2396, or go to the internet, and our website is afr.net, afr.net. Sandy, I know you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, Sandy Rios in the Morning, absolutely. And Sandy Rios in the Morning, and of
course... R-I-O-S.
Yes, okay. And I also tweet, it's at Sandy Rios Tweet for people that are on Twitter. Okay. And so 877-616-2.
Hey, I want to ask you something. Excuse me, I interrupted the number. Go ahead and give the number, and then I'll ask.
877-616-2396.
I needed to say that before I get a call from my wife and my mom. Quit interrupting Sandy. You're rude. You sound rude. Okay, so I got to ask you. Real quickly, I think listeners would be interested to know this. How did you get involved with American Family Radio? Sandy Rios.
You know what? That is a great story, Tim. I think you and I both enjoy remembering that. You know, and I will tell that story, but let's pause just for a second and hear a listener story about what AFA means to, AFR has meant to a listener, and then I'll tell you the story, I promise. Here it is.
The Lord had changed my life 21 and a half years ago. As I put my trust in the Lord Jesus, He delivered me from alcohol and substance abuse. I wasn't in church at the time, and I really wasn't strong in my faith, but I trusted in the Lord, and days later, I found the American Family Radio Station and listened. The American Family Radio Station and Brother Don Wildman's vision has helped me to stay rooted and established in my faith as I found my place into the body of Christ. And as I serve the Lord in the community of Christ, I still listen to American Family Radio.
That's wonderful. That's just great. It's wonderful us to hear those stories. And if you, if AFR has meant something to you, maybe, I know your story's different, but if it's had an impact on your life, then would you help us financially? The phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Sandy Rios with you. This is Sandy Rios in the Morning. This is what you normally hear between 8 and 9. And Tim Wildman is the president of the American Family Association, and he's with me this morning. And Tim, it is kind of a cool story. You asked me before that little story about how I joined American Family Radio. I'll tell my side of it, and then if you have another side, we'll hear your side of it. We'll see if they match up. But I was with Fox as a contributor for about 8 years, and one night I was on O'Reilly, and the topic was Ellen DeGeneres being the spokesperson for JCPenney. And it was a bit of a boxing match with Bill, because he didn't want me to say anything real bad about Ellen. Don't bash Ellen. Don't, but you know, on and on and on. And I didn't have a heart to do that. I think you could make the case that she's an activist, homosexual activist, and an activist. Should not be the spokesperson for a family-friendly store, a homosexual activist. And so I tried to make that case, and I had thought it out, prayed about it. I always do before I make those appearances. I pray that God will help me to say the right thing that properly reflects as much as I can discern it, His view. And so it was a very frustrating interview. It seems like no matter what I tried to say, I was blocked or interrupted. And I was very frustrated. So I came down to the car. My husband was there picking me up. And, of course, I have to get all dressed up for that. And they do makeup and hair and all of that. But, Tim, I've been doing that a long time. I don't do what I do so that I can be important. That's never been my motive. It just hasn't. And so I got in the car, and I just actually started crying. I said, Bruce, I don't know why I'm doing this. If I cannot say what I feel God has called me to say, then what am I doing? I just am so discouraged. I just feel like quitting. And it was the very next morning that I got a call from Tim Wildman, who was watching that interview on AFA and on Fox News. And I guess I should have you take it from there, Tim.
Yeah, best I remember, I saw your interview and I saw your frustration. Now, Bill O'Reilly does a good job most of the time, but then he worse than me, he interrupts people all the time. And then if he has somebody else on with an opposing view, sometimes you can just not get your words in. And that's what happened to you that night. I understand you were very frustrated and you were speaking about a very important issue. And so I just picked up the phone. I can't say God told me to do this, but in retrospect, God led this, me to do this. I picked up the phone and I don't even know if I had your, I had to find your phone number somewhere. I mean, I don't know how I got your phone number. I called you, and you and I were acquaintances, but we weren't, you know, close friends or anything close associates or anything by any means of the imagination. You'd worked with my dad over the years for the most part. But so I just told you, you know, hey, you did a great job and I appreciate you standing up for that issue. And then I think I said, hey, what are you still doing radio? Because you had done radio in Chicago for a number of years. And I think you had been off the air, not doing radio for a while. And I said, you correct me if I'm wrong, if you remember it this way, I think I said, well, why don't you do a radio show on American Family Radio in the morning? Isn't that how that came down?
Yes, it did. And you asked me to do the morning show, and I didn't say this to you.
Right.
But when I hung up, I said, Bruce, I don't want to do a morning show. I'd always done drive time. That's had done my done 3 hours of drive time in Chicago for a number of years, and I thought I don't want to do
new
a
morning
show.
Well, here we are. So whatever
but
it is,
I have to tell you, my husband, my sweet husband, who God is a gift to me from the Lord, said, "Sandy, you have to do it. You have to get back on the air. You have to get back on the air." So that was my husband, Tim.
Well, Bruce was
and the rest
right.
Is history.
I'm glad you listened to him
I
and
do
the
listen.
Lord, and you joined us on American Family Radio. The last year. Has that been 4 or 5 years or longer? I don't know. I lose track of time.
I do too, but I think it's been at least 4, maybe 5 years.
Four or five
years. Right now, I mean, actually, it was spring. It was like you because I remember Tim, you were filling in. You said, "I'm desperate. I got to get." In later conversations, you know, it was like you were doing double duty, trying to do the morning show plus.
Oh yeah, and I am not. You know, I don't even wake up till I wake up about 6:15. So to be on the air at 7 Central is risky for me here. And so anyway, I just thank the Lord for bringing you our way, Sandy, because of what you and your inside knowledge of what's going on in our government and in Washington. Combine that with the Bible, understanding of the Bible is just invaluable, and I know you bring a lot of truth to your fan base and to our listenership across the country. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. That was a short version of
and
how.
And let me just say, Adam, you better start that bumper, Adam, or we're going to run out of time here while we talk.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Okay, what are we going to do? We go to the top of the hour. Okay.
Oh, all right. I got a miscue here. I thought we had an.
Let me give the phone number. And then I want you piqued my curiosity a few minutes ago because I heard something about this yesterday. The health care bill is revived, and we may get something new in the next week or two that the Freedom Caucus could support, and that may do what President Trump promised on the campaign trail: full repeal and replace. Here's the phone number, folks. If you want to support American Family Radio, we're passing the virtual offering plate. We're asking you, unashamedly, we're asking you for a donation. Please be as generous as you can. Our theme this Share-a-thon is Boldly Standing for Truth. It comes from Acts 4:29. Read the scripture there, Acts 4:29. That's where we get our theme this year, Boldly Standing for Truth. That's what Christians should be doing. So here's the phone number if you want to help us. And please call, and as I say, be as generous as you can. Help us meet this $12,000 matching gift that ends at the top of the hour. Phone number is to read. This is to call our studios. Again, I'm looking at the people who are going to answer the phone right now. I'm looking through the glass here, and not dimly. I'm looking through the glass clearly at the people who are answering the phone, and they're folks. They're either staff of AFR or they're people who've driven here to help us answer the phone, and they've come here voluntarily. Because they love AFR just like you do. Here's a phone number to reach us, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. So you telling me a week ago or so, this was the big thing, you know, President Trump and the Republicans had failed to pass a repeal and replace for Obamacare, and now you're telling me that's back on the table?
Well, I have to say, Tim, I always said, I have said at this microphone that it was certainly an absolute overstatement for people to declare that this was a failure of Donald Trump, as though, and it's like, no, they just didn't vote on it this time. That was such an exaggeration. It's amazing the groupthink in Washington by the pundits. It just amazes me how few of them actually think things through. They talk to each other, then they report the same things. And so, no, it's not done. And so the Freedom Caucus is meeting with the president, and but now here's the caution. I don't think that we can account on a complete repeal as being a done deal.
Okay,
I think there's still pushback. See, because the leadership is still pushing for their version, which is a bad bill, and so the Freedom Caucus is pushing for their fix, which is something, you know, to the right of that, but still not full repeal. So they're in talk, so there's no way that I can say what's going to happen. There's no way. I would say this, that the Freedom Caucus is saying they have to see it. They have to see the text. They can't. People in the Congress cannot vote on a bill unless they can see it. But I know that
Here's what gets me is that President Trump, and I was very disappointed that he came out and attacked the Freedom Caucus guys over this. I don't know who he was listening to. And sometimes with President Trump, you just say, well, that's Trump being Trump, and you move on to the next day, you know. You know, and I think with the Freedom Caucus, he better be glad. President Trump ought to be glad that these guys are Christians. Most all of them are Christians, and they don't have a long memory.
That's true.
So they can forgive and forget. They understand what's going on here. But President Trump evidently was listening to the Republican establishment on this. This was only 17% of the American public supported the replacement, as it were, for Obamacare that Paul Ryan and the others were trying to push. It was very unpopular. I don't know why President Trump didn't see that, but it failed. And now they've gone back to the drawing board, which is good. And the Freedom Caucus is trying to work with the White House and others to try to make sure we get something in the next, I don't know how long, 10 days,
Well, they're trying
weeks.
To do it before, they might, they're trying to do it, I think, before yeah. Easter.
But he was golfing with Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky last weekend. The president was. Well, he's a Tea Party guy, and he's a, talking about Rand Paul, he's a Freedom Caucus type individual. I'm talking about Rand Paul. So,
yes, oh, so, absolutely. He's been behind them and with them, meeting with them, so, encouraging them to hold fast. No
so here
question
it is,
about
President
it.
Trump criticizing the Freedom Caucus while he's golfing with a guy who's kind of the Senate leader of the Freedom Caucus. Anyway, that's politics is make strange bedfellows sometimes, I guess you could say. But the point is that something potentially may come to pass. I heard this last night from a friend of mine who works in Washington as well, that the Freedom Caucus guys could get behind, the leader and the White House could get behind and would actually pass. So that may come, that may be on the near horizon.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And the other big story that we must report is that in terms of a Neil Gorsuch nomination, we have three Democrats who say they will not, they will support the Gorsuch nomination, but that's not enough. So it looks like Mitch McConnell is going to have to invoke that so-called
press
nuclear
the button.
Option.
I say yeah. Press the button.
Yeah. And then, of course, if that happens, it's possible that that might bleed into legislation, which means that really, if they wanted to, the Republicans could ram through a ton of great pieces of legislation if they had such a mind to do that. We'll find out if they do.
Let it be.
We need to talk about that more,
let
but we need to say that we are closing now down mm-hmm. This show for yeah. Spring Share-a-thon. It's 1-877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Again, that matching pledge is in place for about 3.5 more minutes. Mm-hmm. So please call or go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge in order to help us stay on the air and bring yeah. to you this information every day. You have the last word here, Tim. You got
well, I just say we've gone 57, almost 58 minutes, and we haven't even said the word filibuster. So I think we
but
need
we don't
to,
have 60 votes.
We need to pat ourselves on the back because we haven't used the word filibuster. Yeah,
that's true.
So we're not nobody's filibustering here. This is a place where the word of God is proclaimed, where the truth about what's happening in our country is told to you, and so we want to keep standing for the Lord and for the Bible and for right and for truth and for righteousness, as the scriptures say. Those things that matter to God, we want to proclaim, and we're going to continue to do so by His grace.
And let me repeat, yes. Tim, if people are able to give a one-time donation of $150 or more or a monthly gift of $30 or mm-hmm. more, you'll receive these great T-shirts that say,
yes.
Boldly Standing for Truth, with the great AFR logo on one side and that Boldly Standing for Truth on the other
this
side.
This is the first time in a few years that we've created a T-shirt.
I love this.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's really a nice, attractive-looking T-shirt. And you can wear it for years to come. Made in the good old U.S. of A. We made it in America. It cost us a couple more dollars per shirt, I think. But rather than China, we made it in the USA because I didn't want Donald Trump tweeting us. That, you need to buy your T-shirts in America.
Also, so. We need to say that you get hilarious highlights,
right.
Volume 3 of Trivia Friday, which people absolutely love. And so those two things, if you
yes.
can make a generous, a pledge of $150 more or $30 or more. And again, the number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your pledge.
I see Dan Celia is on deck here on American Family Radio. And so Dan with Financial Issues will be here after the news. Sandy, good to join you.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to have you, Tim. Okay. It's nice to have a partner for a change. Thanks to all of you for listening, for your gracious support, your generous comments. We thank God for you as our listeners. We're all in this together, standing for truth. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.